There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything. And that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds, and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.
B-Pod Studios.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born. And at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything. And that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds, and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com. There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything. And that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds, and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.
You want to talk sports in Boston? You talk to these guys.
I'm just going to say something quick. If you want to...
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born. And at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything. And that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds, and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.
You want to talk sports in Boston? You talk to these guys.
I'm just going to say something quick. If you want to get everything, just go see Big Al and Reveal.
Zorak and Bertrand on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I saw the schedule come out last night, and I started salivating when I saw that we play the Patriots in the fourth game of the season. And that we're coming up here to make our record 4-0 after the fourth game. So wow. It's a pretty fun time.
Salivating at the thought of playing the Patriots in Foxborough in week 4, it's Zolak and Bertrand, Hardy and Frabeedle, Tom Brady Sr. Surprise phone call today. We had no idea. just listening and decided he wanted to call in. Called in during the Brad Stevens interview. Scatamooch said, we're in the middle of something. He said, that's all right, I'll call back.
And it's like the day, it's like the day Dickman was working the door upstairs when John Henry came in. Well, who are you?
Well, I don't know.
Scaramucci over here.
That's what Scat said. He said, yeah, right.
Yeah.
All right, guys, turn down your radio.
And then he looked, oh, that's the area code. And, oh, his name's actually on the call.
Here's a guy named Tom Brady who wants to talk about the Buccaneers in Foxborough. Sure, okay.
Yeah,
yuck,
right.
Yuck, yuck, yuck. No, that was real. So, salivating. I know he is playing. He's not playing anything. He is the same guy he's always been, which is first and foremost, as any father should be, a fan of his son.
Oh, you
and,
think?
And a fan of the game.
Yeah.
And somebody who just enjoys all of the success that his son has had, but enjoys the game of football. But he's not the only one who is salivating over this. Just from an entertainment aspect, though, is there a bigger game on the schedule?
No.
Across the NFL?
No, it is the story. Last night I watched all the breakdown shows.
This is the regular season game that everyone is talking about across the league.
Steve Mariucci, Kurt Warner, all of them. You know, Marshall Faulk, they're all sitting there in this breakdown analyst set right there inside the Rams' new stadium, and they're going over the schedule, and they literally spent 25 minutes talking about the Patriots Bucks. This is what, May 14th, 13th? I don't know what date it is. May 13th? We got how many months to this game? That's why I think it's so good they put it towards the front. Because who knows if the Bucks will be 3-0 rolling in. Like I said, the Bucks have Thursday Night Football versus Dallas. Dallas can be a good team with Dak back, even though their coach is somewhat questionable. Game against Atlanta. It's going to be a tough game. Divisional opponent for them. Then they got to get on a plane, go play L.A., with a new quarterback in Matt Stafford. You could get in a shootout out there. Aaron Donald and company, they could beat you up. Then you got to get on a plane, fly back, and then fly to New England. So it's not the easiest start for the Buccaneers. But he's looking forward to it, as we are.
All right, well, let's get back to we'll talk more about the Bucs schedule here a little bit, because, you know, that flight out to L.A. and then having to, you know, fly to the Patriots the next week. Again, Tom Brady Sr., he said, like, Tom has always been the guy who said, look, you know, don't whine about the schedule. You just do what you're doing.
Put your big boy pants on.
Put your big boy pants on and do it. But that won't stop us from doing a little bit of whining. If that is your inclination when talking about the Patriots schedule, which was officially released last night, you want to go through it game by game and just stop on the ones that are of particular interest to us?
Yeah, first of all, let's start with the preseason, because that's where we're going to see a lot of Mac Jones. And I think preseason will be interesting this year, because it is still the same common opponents, right? It's the Washington football team. You're going to start the preseason at home. That will be your only home game. And then you have two road preseason games, Philadelphia, and of course, the granddaddy of them all, the New York Giants, to finish off preseason. The game from freaking hell. The one where the Danny Etling greatest touchdown run of 85 yards I saw.
This is why I don't understand people. And I can't remember where you fall in the preseason.
Yeah.
You could do away with all of it.
I'm ecstatic.
Okay. You could do away with all of it.
Yeah.
How was the preseason last year?
Preseason last year? No.
Didn't exist. Did you feel a big void in your life without having an August football?
Yeah, I did, because I missed four telecasts of
game checks.
Right.
Okay.
And we do a nice job with that production, just Patriots Productions. I'm telling you, we do a nice job with
it. You do a nice job, but the games are meaningless, and you could do away with them all. And the fact that now there's only three as opposed to four, you're still finishing off against the Giants. You just got to suffer through it. Okay, so we'll start with the preseason, week one.
Bigger point of it. Bill has great relationships with all three coaches. Ron Rivera, he's tight with the Philly people, not so much the new head coach. The guy likes to play rock, paper, scissors.
Yeah.
He and Bill might do some of that in some of the pregame warm-ups.
They might do Bear Ninja Cowboy. That's the new version of rock, paper, scissors. Have I taught you that?
No.
Oh, you'll love Bear Ninja Cowboy.
We're going to do that.
Yeah, we'll do
okay.
that.
And then Joe Judge, week three. Now, when you have good relationships like that in the preseason with the other organizations and coaches, what usually happens? Joint practices. I expect a lot of joint practices. I know they haven't been approved yet, and we're still a long way out coming out of the pandemic, but boy, would that create some normalcy if we could have a football team in for a week to watch some practices and get some people out there watching it.
All right, moving on to the regular season. Week one, they open up at home against the Dolphins. We knew that yesterday. We talked about it a bit. But the
425 game, though.
It's a 425 kick. It'll be the Dolphins. I don't know. I truly don't know what to expect from the Dolphins this year. I think they might be a couple of clicks better. But
you know what the sneakiest thing going into that Bucs week four game is? Mr. Brady liked to say, you know, we'll be rolling in there 3-0, looking to go 4-0.
Yeah.
Patriots might too.
Well, let's talk about that. They could beat they could certainly get a win against the Dolphins at home to open up. They have to travel to the Jets in week two for a 1 o'clock game.
Rookie quarterback.
Okay.
Making his second start.
So
advantage Patriots.
You like the Pats in that one. How about the Saints at 1 p.m.?
You have no clue at the quarterback
at home. Yeah, once again.
Jameis Winston.
No idea.
Right. They're coming here. You got three winnable games for you to start the year and give you a little bit of a – see, everybody likes to think that, okay, maybe we're taking care of Tampa and they're not going to be hitting their stride, so we'll put them in New England early. They also took care of the Patriots. That's an ease into the – I'm not saying their schedule's easy. Yeah, I am. That's a nice little ease into the 2021 schedule for them. They get a shot to be 3-0 in that fourth game. Boy, would that ticket be big.
That fourth game will be the Buccaneers Sunday Night Football. A huge first, I would say, quarter of the season, but we've got 17 games now. So we'll stop there for a moment, take some of your calls, beginning with Jake in Boston. He wants to talk about Brady's return to Foxborough. Go ahead, Jake.
Guys, Tom Brady Sr. can be my guest at that game on October 3rd. Little PR fluff from him as we both want to destroy Bill and Robert equally. Two things on this game. One is you're going to see Robert and Bill battle over game presentation. Will there be a video for Tom? Does Bill want a video for Tom? Will Bill put up with a video for Tom?
There will be.
Will they let the DJ play Jay-Z? Remember, when Jordan returned to Chicago as a Wizard, the PA announcer for the Bulls, you know, the guy who did the intro over the Alan Parsons Project, he got fired because he wanted to go all out with his Jordan tribute. So there's going to be game presentation battles for that game. The other thing that was interesting last night is now the season ticket holders have digital tickets, and they all got them last night. So if you watched any of the festivities, which I know you guys did, you saw the NFL made a big deal over tickets available. All the season ticket holders got their seats last night, which means that the secondary market is not going to change between now and October. Everyone's been spoken and accounted for, totally different than in previous years, which I find pretty interesting as a season ticket holder myself. Not only do you lose the stubs, but the access to tickets has been a whole lot more democratized. And then I think you've seen, as a result of the skyrocketing ticket prices, there were a lot of people who thought Tom was just going to wilt over and stay a couple years ago. And that's shown. I think a lot of people show regret. That Tennessee game a couple years ago, you could have gotten into for $100. I don't remember a Patriot playoff game that was approached with as little excitement, and people were totally blindsided, and I think the regret is showing with the secondary ticket market.
All right, thanks, Jake. I don't think Tom Brady Sr. wants to see Robert and Jonathan buried. I think there were probably some...
It's very complimentary there of the franchise that you're spent here, said it's our second home, and I'm glad I asked the question, because I heard there's just been a cold cutoff, meaning nobody has talked since the departure.
Doesn't sound like that.
And he said, no, not so the case. No. And that's good.
And I'm sure things were a little salty maybe there in the immediate aftermath, but winning cures a lot. And in terms of like how you feel about the situation, if you're Tom Brady or Tom Brady Sr. now and you're looking back on it, like, we love Boston. We love the grass and everything for Tom. Like, they don't have any reason to be mad now.
Well, we get angry because it seemed there was no plan if he did depart. But I think they may have been okay with the departure, or else you don't give him the ability to take that franchise tag off. It's like then the indications are this is it.
Oh, they may be.
Chris Casper said they knew it was.
Look, from the Patriots side of things, they may not feel so good about it. But from the Tom Brady side of things, how can you feel anything other than great about it? Won 6 Super Bowls in New England. I left. Won another one in Tampa. And we got everybody back.
Yeah.
I'd be calling into radio shows too. that things are great right now in the world of Tom Brady and his family. We'll continue talking about the rest of the games on the schedule, including a road game that will take place after the Sunday night game against the Buccaneers that also has some question marks in it and could begin what might be the first tough stretch. I wouldn't call it a gauntlet, but some tough games coming up after the Buccaneers come to Foxborough in week four. It's schedule talk with the Patriots, with you here on Zolak and Bertrand, Hardy and Verbeetle.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in, and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything. And that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds, and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.
Zolak and Bertrand. Sports talk in the middle of the day.
You know what's hilarious about it, Scott? I could act like I know what I'm talking about.
That's what probably we do every day.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Continuing along in the Patriots Home Shopping Network, we have these beautiful 2021 schedule figurines. Let's hit the phones. Caller one, go.
I am so excited for my week four Devin McCourty figurine.
Yes.
I cannot wait to see him with my own eyes.
Yes. Next caller.
Are these NFTs? Do you take Dogecoin?
What does that mean? Next caller.
Hey, Pat. I watch you every day. I'm so excited.
Yes.
To get my week 10 cam doll in.
Oh, you are so sweet. Yes, the cam week 10. There is also a rock and roll edition. It comes with a brown hat, and you get a little guitar.
I need the week 11 Atlanta Slater edition.
Yes. Special price today only, $28.03.
Nice.
Yes. All right, next up, we have a caller from a car.
What are we doing?
Hi, Pat. I'm calling on my way to work, and I'm really interested in getting that Lawrence guy week 13.
Oh, my goodness. Hopefully they're okay. You won't want to miss what's next. We're selling jars of soil from the old Foxborough Stadium.
They're producing bits down in Foxborough. That was part of the Patriots schedule release yesterday. It was about Patriots.com production.
Oh, people. Okay.
What?
Oh, it's good now.
No, I didn't say that. You know what that sounded like? I used to, on a Nintendo 64, I had this game called Wave Race.
Well,
and it played the music while you're starting, you're picking your jet ski and all.
Oh,
that.
Yeah. Oh,
Wave Race.
Wave Runner.
Wave Race.
Was it Wave Race or Wave Runner?
Wave Race. I think it got, oh, look it up, McCone. Wave Race.
I remember playing it.
There it is. That's it. Was that from the video?
Okay, so T-Bone sent me a bunch of stuff this morning. Tyler Milliken put together a bunch of stuff for the show today.
Yeah.
I thought that was a bit that he produced.
I thought that was your bit you did, because it sounded like, hi there, I'm Hardy doing my fake voice guy.
Guys did sound like Hardy.
I swear to God, I thought that's it was your production. I'm like, that's why I said, what are we doing?
Well, that's a huge compliment to that
guy. I missed this.
So let me say thank you on his behalf. Okay, so the Patriots are getting in on the schedule hype, as well they should.
You got to provide content.
Well,
everybody's doing it.
Look, everybody's talking about
trying to be creative.
We got the schedule out. We're looking at the games.
Right.
We're looking at everything past the Buccaneers now. October 3rd, of course, the Sunday night game. And then you go into week 5, where the Patriots will visit the Texans. Now, this could go one of two ways, though. And if Deshaun Watson is there and he's reinvigorated by playing for a team that is willing to stick by him, and he's, you know, he's had some issues here this offseason, that could be a real test down there. Now, if Deshaun Watson isn't there, you could be looking at another gettable game for the Patriots or anybody. We don't know. What does your gut tell you right now about the quarterback position in Houston?
I don't know. I don't. I really don't. Like, I'm thinking,
let me ask McCone. McCone, what does your gut tell you about the quarterback situation in Houston?
I mean, I wouldn't be stunned if he's not playing, right? I mean, either it's suspended or...
That's the problem. Like, I could go both ways. I think, and I said this with Rodgers the other day, I think both these guys are going to be forced to play.
I think so, too.
They may not be there.
I think Deshaun Watson is going to be playing the quarterback for the
They may not be there next year, but...
What if it's a six-game suspension?
For what?
What's he getting suspended for?
Especially if he settles
outside.
If he settles everything out of court and there were no criminal charges ever sought or brought.
That's a good question. Roethlisberger settled. He still got suspended six games. For one.
There was a criminal investigation, though.
Correct.
The league doesn't need any of that, obviously.
Detrimental to the league.
Doesn't need to have criminal charges sought or brought by any law enforcement agency to impose a suspension. So you're right.
Not that buffoon that's running it.
Deshaun could be sat down for any number of games just at their will. Although
jury, executioner.
Nah, the league has changed that a little bit this year. It's not all falling on Roger Goodell anymore. That's what they say.
Oh, nice.
That's what they're telling us. All right, after that, back home to play the Cowboys for a 4:25 kick in week 6. How you feel about the Cowboys? Mabel called and asked about our Cowboys yesterday. You said they had a chance to be real good.
So Tom Brady Jr. said yesterday, Cowboys aren't America's team. They shouldn't be called America's team. He went after the Cowboys yesterday. He's completely 100% right. Like, they won in the Staubach era, and in Jimmy, when he was there, they won 3. After that, they haven't done anything.
You have a chance to show...
Over 25 years, they haven't won.
You have a chance to showcase this defense you've put together in the offseason against potentially two back-to-back athletic quarterbacks, Deshaun Watson and Dak Prescott. So that's a test for the defense as much as anything.
That's a good point you bring up, which makes me wish and hope that Watson plays the week prior because that gets you ready for Dak.
There you go.
Dak doesn't run as much as Deshaun, but...
Now, this is weird. So you see the Dolphins in week 1. You see the Jets in week 2. You see the Jets for the second time in week 7. So your second game against your division opponent in the Jets, I bring it up because one of the most noteworthy things about the schedule, there are 3. There's the Buccaneers game in week 4. We'll get to the bye week, which is late, but you don't see Buffalo until late in this season. How do you feel about that, Zoe?
It doesn't matter to me because we do this each and every year. It'll be like, the Jets twice at the end of the year. Sometimes with divisional opponents, it's the way the schedule always works out. You'll get 2 of these teams in the month of December when traditionally, and I say that because I'm conditioned for them to be playing their best football post-Thanksgiving. So it never really has bugged me. But the fact it's Buffalo with a much improved Buffalo team with a really good quarterback now and Josh Allen who's settled in. Plus, we got to go up there on a Monday night. That's a bitch. Bills Mafia is going to be going nuts. Then you got him again in week 16 at home.
Well, you get Zach Wilson for the second time there in week 7. You got Justin Herbert, who you like a whole lot.
Yeah.
As you visit the Chargers there. For week 8, that could be the start of not quite a gauntlet, but a couple of games there where you're going to have a lot of juice with these games. It's Justin Herbert in week 8, and then it is Cam Newton returning to Carolina to take on the Panthers and Sam Darnold in week 9, presuming that Cam Newton is still the quarterback. So here's my question, Zoe. Is Cam Newton going to be facing his former team in Carolina in week 9?
No.
By that point, it will be?
Be the kids' team.
Mac Jones will take over.
Yes.
But before that happens. Will there be any reason for Bill Belichick, if he's on the fence about Cam, to stick with him to say, you know what, he's going to have some added juice to go up against his former team there in Carolina, maybe hang on
a little past that.
What if they're 6-2?
Yeah, they could start 3-0.
Cam's playing well.
If they're 6-2, they're 6-2.
Well, if they're 6-2, and answer the question, is Cam playing well?
What if he's not and they're 6-2?
Then I would look at it as potentially a Miami situation like a year ago where we have a winning record. I think they were 5-3.
Yeah.
But
switch.
And he's turning the ball over too much. The kid's ready. We now know the kid's ready. They went right to Tua and they didn't look back. And I know Ryan Fitzpatrick did not like that, and Cam probably wouldn't like that. But Bill will do what's right for the team. Just because they're 6-2 and winning doesn't mean the quarterback continues to play. If you're not playing well, and that was my question, If he's playing well, then yeah, you'll see him down there. But you reset the parameters.
Zoe, I believe you said that the sneaky toughest game on the schedule comes after that visit to the Panthers when the Pats come home to take on Cleveland on November 14th.
An exciting team. I like them. I like the energy of the quarterback. I think he's got some balls. Their defense got a great front seven. They got linebackers that can run. Good secondary. Skill position. Outstanding. Good tight ends. Fantastic backs. I like Cleveland. I mean, I got a long way to go till we do our preseason expectations as far as who's going to win this division, that.
Yeah, yeah.
Who'll be in the playoffs. We do that for fun. I might have Cleveland winning the North. You know, everybody thinks, well, Pittsburgh, or Baltimore. Cleveland's going to make some noise this year. They played well enough to win out in Kansas City.
Which Lamar Jackson are we going to get this season?
Not a good one.
I don't know. Yeah, and
we got the answer on him. You know? We figured out.
Your mind is made up on Lamar.
Yeah.
All right. After the Browns game, on a short week, they traveled to the Falcons. That is that's the Thursday night game in Atlanta.
Good memories
on November 18th. It's not quite a trap game based on the opponent the following week because it's Titans, but if the Falcons are the Falcons and you're going down there on the short week, that's tough. I mean, it's tough no matter who you play in a short week. Yeah. So that's one to watch out for.
Should we eat at? Should we go to Buckhead or should we go to maybe we'll hit that McCormick and Schmick's down there right by the CNN Center.
When are you going to get down there?
Oh, we get down there the day before.
All right, so you'll have a
Wednesday night dinner.
Okay. Back home to take on.
I could go to that aquarium again. See those big whales.
Oh, my God. What were those?
Did you say those, McCone?
I didn't. No.
Boy, you didn't get invited to anything when you were at the Super
Nothing.
Bowl, huh?
Nothing.
What were those? Party.
Were those whale sharks?
Whale sharks.
They had swimming
90 there? Feet long. Just swimming back and to and fro.
I don't know that they were 90 feet long.
90 feet long.
Were they 90
the,
foot?
Read the thing, yes.
Whale sharks?
Feet. Yeah. And they came, I got the video. They came right by you like, whoa.
Yeah, McCone, can you check on the length of the whale sharks in the Atlanta Aquarium, please? And
we'll wait.
Yeah, it's like stats for any team. They're going to add a couple of feet onto the length of the whale shark just to try and get people in the door.
We're seeing 40 at most. I'm seeing 8 feet. 32 and a half feet.
32.
All right.
So you're...
So I was up against the part of the glass.
I saw those.
It was two back-to-back.
I mean, what aquarium would be big enough to hold multiple sharks that are as long as from first to second base?
A big one.
First to second is a long way.
How do they turn around, right?
Well, they don't because they're not that long.
Well, you get them ones with Namu, the killer whale, and he jumps out of the water in that.
But those are outdoor, those are hybrid tanks. You know, they're enclosures more than they are self-contained tanks.
My my aquatic forte and understanding of how aquariums work, like, I do like the part I appreciate the most is the touch tanks where you can walk around and pick up the starfish and jellyfish and stuff.
The rays.
Interactive ones. The rays.
Sure.
You can pet the back of the rays.
Right.
Feed them on your hand. Those are fun.
You got that concave glass, and it made them look longer than they were.
That's what it was. It was the thick glass. I think to keep the water pressure, you know, the water pressure that you get from having that much water.
It's intense.
Whew. Yeah.
We'll step aside. We'll come back and finish off the schedule here and take your calls at 617-779-0985.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born. And at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything. And that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with a solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.
Zoe and Beetle, working to keep you up to date at work.
Rose.
I don't even know what that is.
Yeah, you'd know it if
you'd
you
know
smelled
it. You'd know it if you smelled it.
98.5, The Sports Hub.
To your calls at 617-779-0985. Hardy in for Beetle. Schedule day yesterday in the NFL, talking about the Patriots' schedule and more. Jim in Cambridge wants to talk about something regarding the Patriots. What is it, Jim?
Hey, how you doing? I'm more opinionated on a lot of things, but this is really a question, and I just want to know what your feedback is. I was watching all kinds of like pickups and signings around the league, and it seems everyone is picking up quarterbacks and or running backs and or receivers, no matter who they are, and they're just stockpiling. Matter of fact, Boyles, whoever the heck, what kind of quarterback he is, I'm sure he's still better than Cam Newton, but he just got signed by the Packers. And I still feel that Belichick is in this mode, even though he made this big, oh boy, I got Mac Jones. He has not gotten an offensive threat at all, other than through free agency, which those guys could be possibly good, possibly bad. So my feeling and question and opinion is, what do they have for running backs? What do they have for receivers? And what happens if the quarterbacks don't work? Because Newton is not going to make that team, and Stidham stinks.
Okay, running back might be a question if you're somebody who likes to talk about running backs, but I don't understand. You wanted them to go into the draft to get offensive threats because you don't know how the free agency acquisitions are going to be. You have a much better idea about offensive weapons that you pick up through free agency and how they're going to be than you would if you drafted them. So I don't understand that part of it. But offensively, do they have enough right now, Zoe? Are there any gaping, glaring, obvious holes in the offense that they need to address?
Running back's an issue, and I think slot receiver. I still think the slot market, and I go back to what Mike Reese wrote a couple days ago after the draft, a little disappointed that the speed part of it wasn't addressed on the perimeter outside. And he's right, because you have Bourne, you have Aguilar. Right now, Jacoby Myers is your slot receiver. That's not good enough right now. I like Jacoby. He's going to make this team, but they need to figure that out.
All right, let's go to Mike in Weymouth. Mike, what's going on? You're on with Hardy and Zoe. Beetle out today. What's going on, Mike?
Hey, with the COVID winding down and travel back, what in your opinion is the best non-divisional city to visit this year? There's no obvious answer like a Nashville or a New Orleans. I think it's down to Indy, Houston, Charlotte, or Atlanta outside of L.A. Just wondering what your opinion was of
okay.
the best place to go.
Zoe seems to be pretty excited about Atlanta.
If Josh could do me a favor, throw back up the schedule. Now, I love cities that we win Super Bowls in because it reminds you of good times prior. Like, I like going
to Houston.
Houston, I think, is a fantastic trip. One, because of the size. If you like to eat steaks and barbecue, Houston is the place.
But once you land, you've got to...
You got a ride and a half.
You got to ride, baby.
I'm gonna pick one, and it's going to be a sneaky good city to travel to. We all know the Miami trip. If you haven't done the Miami trip, you're a moron.
I know which one you're going to say.
Which one am I?
Charlotte.
Bingo. I love Charlotte.
Charlotte's a good town.
We've called games against Cam down there when the Carolina Panthers were playing good football. You stay downtown Charlotte. The airport's right there. You walk to the stadium, and there are great restaurants everywhere. There's the three-tiered outdoor malls where they got parties going on all the time.
How are the people in North Carolina?
Hey, y'all. Very nice.
Very nice. I got people in North Carolina. I mean, my mom and sister have been down there for years. Love it. It's good. That's a good trip. That's a good one. There you go. You got two right there. Let's go to...
I have Foxborough, week 4, circled.
Well, you know what?
I don't care what you say. Okay? No, I do. I got another one. I got another sneaky good one. Indy.
Oh, yeah.
I've heard that. People love the Super Bowls there.
The Super Bowl in Indy was fantastic. Every time we play in Indy, it's great. You know why? They get the best hotels right downtown, connected to Lucas Oil Stadium. You go to St. Elmo's Steakhouse. You eat the shrimp. It burns your mouth. You can't taste your steak. It's one hell of an experience. You crap your brains out all night.
What?
It's awesome. You walk around everywhere. Go to a city where you could get there, stay downtown, walk to the game, walk to eating, walk to bars. And tell you what, Buffalo's not a bad trip either, people. If you haven't done the Buffalo experience, to see those idiots, It's worth it.
But he said he didn't want to go to a division opponent. He wanted to go somewhere
else. I understand,
else.
But I'm just telling you.
Okay, so there you go. You got a few choices there. Houston's got some nice places to go. But again, you're going to be doing more traveling. You're going to land, and then you're doing more traveling to get downtown.
They know my menu is amazing.
Yeah. They've got all your favorite steakhouses and restaurants listed there in these cities. McCone's not wrong, though. Depending on where you live, Foxborough can be a bit of a haul, and you can make a day of it. If you're heading south from somewhere else, you pull off in Canton, you start early, you grab a breakfast or a brunch there in Canton. You go in there to the... I'm not even kidding. What's the name of the place? I was just in there a couple of weeks ago.
Well, the place you always go into right by your house that you can't remember the name of? It's Nicky's at home in Rentham. That's my go-to place. Then I go to the Gavel or Cafe Assisi. Parker's Pub always. If you want a great lunch, wait till you see the new Parker's Pub hats. They're sweet.
What is it, the Zoburger? You have a burger?
The Zoburger there, yeah.
There you go.
Amber Road Cafe. You can stop off there, and then you can hit what, the Red Wing Diner as you get a little closer to the stadium?
Red Wing, famous for clam strips.
Yeah.
Great. Great pizza, too. Good bar pizza.
McMorgan's, excellent call there at T-Bone. You can...
McMorgan's has come a long way.
Bang right off that Route 1. There's a very efficient drive-through Dunkin' right off Route 1. Then you get back on Route 1. You can make a day of it.
You like chicken salad?
I do.
The best chicken salad sub you'll ever have. And there's a picture of Mr. Kraft there eating one because everybody knows about it. C. Scott's Liquor Store. It's a little quick stop liquor store. They got lottery. Great sandwiches inside. They have homemade chicken salad subs and wraps that they do. It's right across from McMorgan's. And also Jersey Mike's. Just opened right there.
How's the gum selection at that liquor store? Because I'd like to have a lot.
Oh, there's a lot of gum.
Okay, because I'd like to.
Do you have
the Trident White? Do you have the Dentine? Do you have everything there?
They got everything. Good Greek guys. They got baklava. They have homemade wrapped baklava there. Oh, that weighs about 3 pounds a piece.
That's big. Yeah. Mark in Florida, what do you got for us, Mark?
Hey, Mark.
Hey guys. I grew up in Everett. I've been in Tampa now the last 10 years, but I just wanted to say something. Just. First of all, Cam, he had injuries. I know his mechanics were terrible, Zoll, but I think it was an injury. He's going to have a revenge tour. And I think Gunnar Shevesky is going to be our slot guy. We just don't know it yet. Yeah. But here's what I want to say about the Brady coming back for week four. It reminds me of the Ray Bourque coming back when he went to Colorado and won a cup. And then he came back to the Garden, and the guy, we stood up for him for like 3 minutes to applaud him. And I'm just wondering what you think the fans are going to be like when Brady's announced when he comes out. A similar treatment to like Bourque? Or is it going to be a little maybe tough love in there?
I think it's going to be standing ovation, over the top, as loud as you've heard it. Same way when Bledsoe came back. Remember the Drew, you know, you get that. And then when the game starts, you get your ass booed like Adam Vinatieri did. Adam Vinatieri got booed off the turf.
I think Tom Brady Sr., when he called in, surprised us earlier by calling. He said, you know, they're excited for the trip back here and how, you know, they're going to expect some boos. I don't think there's going to be a whole lot of boos for Tom Brady. I think it's going to be an unbelievable ovation. And then, yeah, depending on how the game goes, things change throughout the course of the game. But when he takes the field officially for the first time before the start of the game, it's going to be.
You think we get like a Celtics tribute video type thing him?
I already talked to Mike Reese because like Mike Reese is the guy like, and this has been Mike for the last 20 years. He's got to get the first picture of Brady walking in the stadium. So Mike is going to secretly sleep there the night before on a cot underneath. You know where the TV trucks are? They bring him in right where the team buses
Right where you deflate the footballs. Yeah.
Reese is small enough. He said, I can tuck right in there. And he gets his own turkey. He buys a pound of turkey from Whole Foods. And he brings it and eats it out of the wrapper right there. Just sliced turkey. Like, you know, sandwich turkey.
And that's
what he feeds on. So he's like a little bird. He's going to do that. Energy bars. Yep. He'll have that. And he has three pairs of pants, one for when the buses come in and he first sees Tom, and then he's going to have to change those pants, and he's going to put on the second pair of pants when Tom comes out and fist bumps him and says, hey, buddy, and he's going to have to change those pants. Then he's got to put the third pair on to go up and work the game. Then I'm going to tell him, don't look at him after the game. You can't because you have to bring four pairs of pants in.
And for the record, that bathroom you're talking about, McCone, is nowhere near where the TV trucks are. That's a different part of the stadium. You want to go see Zach Brown? Your chance to win tickets coming up here in just a couple of minutes. Also, Tom Brady just tweeted about the game, the Week 4 game in Foxborough. We'll tell you what Tom Brady Jr.
And he just texted me, too. So.
Had to say, we'll tell you what he texted Zoe. It's all happening, sweetheart, as we continue here on Zolak and Bertrand. Hardy in for Beatle.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything. And that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds, and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.
Putting you in the middle of the story.
Bob and Easton, Bob.
In the middle of the day.
You know why I love this show?
Zolak and Bertrand.
Because I have ADD. 38 seconds.
So
I'm talking about Greer and Shanahan to Zolak TikTok.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Everything all right in there, McCone?
Yeah, he asked me for my favorite Zach Brown song, but I don't know how to talk to him with this board, so I had to wait until I was actually back on the air to let him know. Yeah. Behind-the-scenes stuff that I brought to the front of the table.
Well, this is Zach Brown, and caller 10 to the Pride Motor Group contest line, 617-931-0985. We'll get a pair of tickets Zach Brown
Deep
Band.
Cut.
Not a hit.
Zach Brown Band live at Fenway Park. The comeback tour hits the park August 8th with Teddy Swims and the Ashland Craft. Tickets on sale.
Ashland Craft is a person.
Is it?
The Ashland Craft. Look, this isn't like Bush and Stone and Temple Pilots. I think it's okay that I've never heard of these people. I've heard of Zach Brown Band.
They're great live.
I hear nothing but rave reviews. And they're like a half cover band, right?
Yeah.
Like half the set is cover songs.
I saw them at Fenway, and it is a party.
It's a party.
It's awesome.
Okay. Tickets on sale tomorrow at noon.
Better than a baseball game.
Tomorrow at noon through all Ticketmaster outlets.
I just have these there all the time.
You might want to mask up for that show if JD Martinez hasn't gotten his vaccine yet. He's resisting. More on that later.
Herd immunity by then.
More on that later. Well, no thanks to him. So there you go. Want me to keep this? Because it has Friday written on it, 2T.
Yeah, take it home.
Cross out the, because Ashland Craft is a Nashville-based country singer-songwriter.
I didn't type it.
Nobody knows who they are.
Ashland Craft.
Right.
Guy or girl?
I don't know.
It's a woman.
I thought it was a guy that looked like ZZ Top. You told me yesterday.
No, that's Swimmy Boy or whatever.
Who?
Teddy Swims looks like...
Why do they do this to bands?
You know what he looks like? He looks like John Goodman in The Big Lebowski with long hair.
So this is actually a better ticket we gave away last week to Genesis.
I don't know that. I think Genesis is going to be a great show. I think for people...
You said it's an awful show.
I said you wouldn't like Genesis because it's going to be kind of prog rocky. It's going to be... Yeah, you know, that's like a more.
I didn't like Dave Matthews. I didn't like Springsteen. Play the hits.
Okay, well, it's not noodly.
Do you know how many hits Genesis has?
50. I don't know. They'll probably play the hits, but it's more of like a serious concert experience. Zach Brown Band is a party.
That's
different things, different strokes.
McCone, you want to go to one of those with me? Which one do you want to go to?
Zach Brown, thanks. 10 times.
Well, he wouldn't go to Genesis by himself if someone paid him. It's not his thing.
I would go to Genesis if someone paid me.
How much?
$3,500. Yes.
You'd go for less than that. You'd have a good time.
Yeah, I would.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I
wouldn't stay forever. I mean, but.
No.
Hit and run it.
What are we doing?
Right.
I don't know the last concert I stayed for the whole concert. It's kind of my thing.
Mm.
You get the set list ahead of time. As long as you know what songs you're missing.
You have the set list, that's just.
If you know what songs you're going to miss, it makes leaving early that much easier. It's all about traffic.
You can plan.
At this point in life, you can plan. It's all
your
about
night
beating
better.
Traffic.
You sound like a joy.
You know what?
Right. First song. All right, let's go.
You know what?
The fact you talk about music now, and I know we got all our calls here, and we'll get to you in a second. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Those are all contests.
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees were announced yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some head scratchers on there.
I don't know that we'll have time to get to it today, but the fact that, what?
We won't?
Well, listen, we got talk about. We got Bruins to talk about. We got Red Sox. We got to find out what Tom Brady texted you. We got to find out what Tom Brady tweeted. But, yeah, the fact that there were a couple of bands left off that are just head scratchers once again. So, first, Tom Brady Sr. was on with this earlier. He said they were looking forward to coming back to Foxborough week four. And the Bucks would be 3-0 at that point. And after the game, they would be 4-0. And it was a fun conversation. You'll be able to hear it again at 1 p.m. You'll be able to hear that conversation with Tom Brady Sr. We did not know he was calling today. But Tom Brady Jr. Tweeted here just a little while ago with a cartoon depiction of him back in Foxborough staring up at the championship banners. And he said, "It's like when your high school friends meet your college friends." And what would you call that emoji? The showing teeth, not quite a smile, but just a grimacing face emoji is what we're calling it. It's like when your high school friends meet your college friends. Who are the high school friends, though?
Well, those should be your best friends.
Who are Tom Brady's high school friends in this metaphor or this simile? The Buccaneers.
Right.
The Buccaneers are, right? No, the Buccaneers
are college friends. No, Patriots are the high school friends.
Yeah.
Because you're friends for life.
So going to Tampa Bay is like going to college?
Going to Tampa Bay is like getting a new job or going to college. Yeah, you have to re-ingratiate yourself into another environment, something you're totally not used to.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
I remember when I went to Maryland first, and I'm like, oh, this is so different than high school. Then you come here to New England. Oh, this is so different than Maryland. Then you got to get new friends again, new teammates.
Well, you know what they say, make new friends, but keep the old. One is silver, gold.
That's why I give guys credit to bounce around. Guys like Ryan Fitzpatrick, Brian Hoyer, who you play in a lot of teams.
Yeah.
Sometimes when you get there and you're a backup and you got a certain role in that, that team's set. They got their clicks, you know, and you got to find new friends and you end up being friends with like one guy, but, you know, there's those 10 guys over there and why don't they invite us over ever, you know? But you go through that. And eventually, hopefully, you could get invited to the 10-person party. Now it's a party.
What did Tom Brady text you? And you don't have to do it word for word, but after he found out that his dad had called into our show, what did he tell?
So I took a picture of the screen when he had Tom Brady Sr. up there.
Oh, that's right. Credit to Fowler getting the graphic of Tom Brady Sr. up there when he called in.
I go, uh-oh, look who called in to the show. And he goes, oh, my God, too funny. What the hell happened? I said, no. He behaved. I said, what he really said, though, is that we will be rolling in at 3-0, looking to go 4-0, put a whipping on him up there. He said, oh, he said we? He goes, I'm sure he did. He's so funny. And I know he loved it.
Yeah. It was a very good
really
conversation.
We? He did the we? he did the we.
If you're following us on Twitter and you got the 98.5, the Sports Hub app, you can listen to it there. You can listen to it again at 1 o'clock. So all that happening, and we still have a few games left on the schedule to get to here, Zoe. Before we turn our attention to other matters today. So we'll finish off the Patriots schedule and continue taking your calls after Tim McCone's Hub Headlines here, 617-779-0985.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything. And that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds, and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.
Got a text.
You just found out.
Man, Stevie, he's back, yep.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born. And at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything. And that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.